G'day punters, welcome to the first instalment of the AFL Lions 2014 via podcast. Very excited to crack into this week's game, but firstly Sting, boom, what a start to the season.
Very handy start for us. The Purple Haze did us plenty of favours on Friday night. By the midway through the second quarter, it was all looking pretty easy, and Port did the business for you with a late flourish on Sunday night.
Mate, the Port is powering along, mate. 15 last quarter wins last year and steamrolled the Blues late, just reinforcing the fact they're one of the hardest running sides in the competition. And just tell you what, early doors, but we may have underestimated them this year. I know they've got a lot of work to do, but they look very good.
I'm feeling very nervous about the number of total wins we had for the Power. They're already a little bit too close to that number than I was anticipating. Other lessons to learn from the weekend, and particularly should we be overreacting to the losses of Collingwood, Sydney and Richmond?
Lots to take out of Collingwood's loss. They're very one-dimensional. Very one-dimensional. They need to get a lot right, and they need to get a lot of drive. Need to get a lot of drive from their midfield, and a lot of score from their midfield to be competitive, I think. But look, I guess the only other thing I took out of the weekend, other than GWS's cracking good win over Sydney, cop that, Swans. Look, poor young Jack Martin, the favourite with the bookies for the rising star for this year. So he's going to miss the bulk of the season with a shoulder injury. Rico could be on the cards, so horrible luck for the young fella, but look, good news if you took him on in the rising star at this early stage.
Absolutely. I've got a ticket with Brody Grundy's name on it. I just need the Pies to be a little bit more effective than they were on Friday night. Otherwise, he won't be in the frame either.
Do something, Pies. Righto, let's crack into it this week.
All right, so we start with the Thursday night game. Geelong hosting Adelaide at Simmons Stadium. The Cats starting around a 20.5 to 21.5 point favourite. Total points line 189.5. Some statistical trends that left me in a bit of a quandary here. The Cats are very poor as significant favourites. They've only covered 7 of their last 28 as favourites of more than 15 points.
Wow.
Adelaide have been terrific as big dogs, covering 8 of their last 11 when they've received more than 15 start, and they've also covered 14 of their last 21 on the road. So it all looks like it's breaking nicely for the Crows at the plus. Until you get to the Cats' record at Simmons Stadium with 49 wins from their last 52, 46 of them have come by at least 3 goals. So I'm going to have to let this one slide.
Yeah, look, I was looking at it a little bit different angle as always, mate, but with the injuries to both sides, Crows very thin on. They've still got the real top liners, but lots to be proven about their number 25 to 28 on their list. And Cats do have injuries as well, but look, at home, I felt the line was just about right. Cats too much class, and yeah, don't want to take on that one.
And as I flagged last week, total points are a little bit of a double-edged sword early in the season, given that last year the total points were very high in the first 4 weeks of the season. Geelong and Adelaide are combined 9-9 in terms of overs-unders at night last year, which is a bit contrary to the overall trend, so I couldn't see a bet to be had total points-wise either. Yeah. We move to Friday night. North Melbourne and Essendon at Etihad. North laying 7.5 to 8.5 points. Total points around 199.5.
Look, it was a tough one for me, a really tough one, because I'm expecting massive things from North this year. We've got them making the four. And I reckon that they've now got the class. They've got enough blokes that have played 50 to 80 games to go with the real stars, yet the Atleys and those types are really coming along. But whilst I think the Roos will get the points, there's a bit too much unknown from Essendon at the moment. With the disappointment last year, missing out on the finals the way they did. Bomber Thompson, basically a new coach, very experienced, dual premiership coach. You can guarantee he'll have them rolled up. Look, I felt this one was a bit too close to call.
Well, look, as a Bombers fan, I'd be infinitely more comfortable about this game if it was played at the MCG. There are very few better horses for courses than North Melbourne at Etihad Stadium, covering 18 of their last 26 at the venue, while the Bombers have only covered 6 of their last 20 at a venue that supposedly is one that they favour. North have won three of the last four head-to-head at Eddie Had, including last year's game by 45 points. And I think it was Hamish McIntosh who missed after the siren in the opening round a couple of years back that was the only reason that North haven't won the last four head-to-head.
That would have, been just about the last game he played, the big home. But, mate, you've nearly talked me into it, but yeah. Nah, there's just... The Bombers unknowns there, or they could come out firing.
There are substantial unknowns there. The stats say you should have North. If you had North, you'd almost have my blessing as an Essendon supporter, but I can't bring myself to do it. No bet for me. And the teams are a combined 24-22 under at Eddie Had in the last 2 years, so nothing there in a total points context either. We move to Aurora Stadium on the Saturday with Hawthorn notionally hosting Brisbane. The Hawks laying 46.5 to 47.5 points, total points in the low 190s. No strong overall trends in the stats. Hawks have won the last four head-to-head by between 7 goals and 13 goals. Nothing here from my perspective to get excited about in a round one context.
Generally wouldn't take on a line of this size in round one myself, but there's the Lions... They'll struggle this season, as we've said, but against the really good sides, they'll massively struggle. And they don't have the firepower to kick a score. And if they have to play Merritt forward, which it looks like they're going to have to do, they don't have the defence to stop a score. And against a team like Hawthorn that can break you apart from anywhere, all the talks about Sydney and Freo for the flag this year, defending premiers, I think, are going to come out and make a real statement in round one. And I'm happy to take on the 46.5, 47.5 for a unit in the first week. I think the Hawks will come out firing and show that there is life beyond Buddy Franklin.
They just certainly looked ominous in the preseason, and perhaps the lessons of 2009 have been harsh ones well learnt. I did look at this game and think if there was going to be a 20-goal pizzling anywhere in round one, this was the most likely suspect, but a bit too rich for my blood in the opening round. We go to Eddie Had Stadium. Sorry, the MCG. It is Eddie Had Stadium. On
Get it right,
Saturday
mate. Come
night.
On.
It's unclear to me why they're playing at Eddie Had Stadium, but anyway. St Kilda and Melbourne, and St Kilda, despite having the better record over the past few seasons, receiving the start here of around 10.5 to 11.5 points. Total points line very low by Etihad Stadium standards at 173.5.
The over is probably the only thing you'd even look at, but given what the Demons showed in the preseason under Ruse, they're just going to look to maintain possession of the ball, minimise the damage as much as they can. Hogan not playing, Clark indefinite leave, St Kilda are missing numbers as well. I'd be amazed if this is actually overs on that 173. I'm almost talking myself into the under here, but fuck, I'm not betting on this game. There is no way I'm going to bet on this game.
No, I didn't even contemplate betting this game. I mean, Melbourne very rarely play at Etihad, and they don't have a good record when they do. They're even more rarefied as favourites in games. And St Kilda won the last three head-to-head.
Where did you get stats on when the last time
they were favourite
so
twice
favorite?
Last year? I can't recall. They covered one of them.
Both times they played GWS, I suppose.
I think one of them was, they may have actually jumped favourite at home against the Gold Coast. Holy I was shit. Struggling to recollect the second one. Certainly, GWS at home was one. I'm pretty sure they were underdogs when they went up to Blacktown. But, I got absolutely no desire to bet this game. No. Moving right along to one that we can bet.
Get the hell out of here.
Sunday night at Patterson Stadium, the Eagles hosting the Western Bulldogs. The Eagles laying between 23.5 and 25.5. Total points line 195.5. And I really like the Eagles here. Their record at home last year was very poor, but they were beset with injuries. And they were still quite good in games against sides outside the top eight. They were just horrific against top eight sides. They won 9 of their 12 matches last year against sides outside the top eight. In fact, they actually beat the Dogs by 70 points at Patterson's last year.
They beat them by 130 points the year before.
Indeed, so. They did. and if they're seriously going to be a contender for the top eight and maybe the top four, as we think they are, they have to take care of business at home. The Eagles minus 23.5 at $1.92 at sports bet, I think, is the play here.
Couldn't agree more, mate. Couldn't agree more. The Dogs, look, big talking point this year, the Dogs. They've got some amazing young talent, Liberatore, Wallace, Dalhouse, to go with their veterans in Griffin and Boyd and Kearney, but this game is just beyond them. Griffin's not making the journey, their new captain. They get a lot of drive from him from the midfield. West Coast, as you said, they were abysmal at home last year. They owe their fans a big win. Pre-season exposed form was quite good for them. I like the way they're moving the football. They've got some amazing midfield runners, gut runners in Marston, Shuey and the like, who just chew the turf non-stop. This one could get ugly, mate. This one could get real ugly, I think, for the Dogs, unfortunately. And, very happy to take 23.5.
The Dogs will be an exciting team to watch this year, but I don't think it'll be the case this week. And you made the point earlier about the Hawks making a statement in round one. I actually think the statement side is West Coast. I think they come out and really blitz this.
Perfect.
Well, there
Perfect.
We are. So a total of 3 recommended bets. Greg, you're going with the Hawks at the minus and the Eagles at the minus.
Hawks and Eagles, mate. Yeah, I think both. Well, Hawthorn definitely, West Coast possibly top 4 sides. Just really setting the tone early. Bit of free-flowing football in round one.
And I'm sticking with the Western Australian faithful. I really should have just moved to Perth this year. 3-0 for me at the minus last week. Eagles for me at the minus this week.
Thanks a lot for joining us, guys, and we'll talk to you again next week.